Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle futures had a mixed bag today. We were higher in the feeder cattle. The front month, January, we're 37 higher at 146.40. March is 42 higher at 144.52. April's only up 20. Now, live cattle, on the other hand, were lower, anywhere from 30 to 65 lower. The Decembers were at 115.55, down 35. The cash market looks like it's going to finish out somewhere around 117.5. Yesterday, the Fed Cattle Exchange offered 653 head, but didn't have any sales at that price. But then after that, we had some 117.50 trade in the country. Boxed beef at midday today was lower, 205.16 on choice, down $1.24. Select up 14 at 184.25. Now, looking at the charts here, we're back below the moving averages across the board here. The March feeder cattle are about $6 or $7 below it, and these are the lowest levels we have seen since September. If you look at this summer's trading range, it traded from a range of about 132 up to about 145. So we're at the high end of that range, and some people are predicting that 3 or 4 months there of trading this summer could be a good target area for the feeder cattle going forward.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Corn, beans, and wheat were lower. Cotton was significantly higher. March cotton, now the front month after the December expired, was up $1.50 today at 74.22 on the March cotton. So really a gift to the cotton farmer as that board continues to show strength here, really going all the way back to October. We have also reached the same highs that the two hurricanes that came in September caused the market to go up to these same levels before selling back off. So we're all the way back up there. Contract highs were set back in March. The March cotton got as high as 75.57 back on March 20th. And so that would be the next high to top here. And that, like I said, that was the contract high for the March cotton. And we're within striking distance of those levels at this time. December 18 cotton, so a year from now, cotton is 72.48, up 60. That's next year's cotton crop. So still a pretty fair price all the way out there. Next Tuesday, we have a USDA monthly report. It'll be the mid-morning report to give us the updated supply and demand numbers. So that'll be the next big thing we talk about. And this morning's exports were in the middle of the range for corn and wheat, and on the high end of the range for the soybeans. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.